Penguin Random House Audio presents The Shadow by Sylvain Renard, read by John Michael Morgan.
Prologue. 1268, York, England. William wasn't running. For some time he'd been waiting in the shadows near one of the lesser gates of the walled city of York, his horse tethered nearby. His beloved Alicia hadn't appeared. The bells for Compline had long since rung, and so, impatient and irritated, he left their secret meeting place and led his horse in the direction of her father's house. Alicia's father was a good man. He was a successful trader who'd clawed his way to the top of the merchant class. But he was Anglo-Saxon. His ancestry, coupled with his trade, made Alicia an unsuitable match for William in the eyes of his aristocratic Norman parents. But William wanted her. He'd courted her in secret, and they'd made plans to meet and flee north. There they would marry, and with the few jewels and household items William had stolen from his family, they would make their life together. He was young, strong, and extremely intelligent. Alicia was beautiful, kind, and industrious. Together they would live a happy life. Despite her promise, Alicia had not come. William cursed an Anglo-Norman, his mother tongue, assuming Alicia's father had discovered their plan to elope and confined her to the house. He loved her. He would have her even if he had to fight her father sword to sword. Even now his blood sang in his veins and his body tensed with desire for her. They'd agreed to wait until they were married before lying together, but that hadn't kept them from kissing and enjoying little indulgences.